Welcome to Managing Myeloma. My name is Dr. Robert Olasky, and I'm the director of the myeloma section and the acting chair of the Department of Lymphoma and Myeloma at the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston, Texas. One of the questions that I frequently get is, when should I use daratumumab with lenalidomide and dexamethasone in my clinical practice? And because this is one of our now what looks like best regimens for relapsed and or refractory myeloma, I certainly hope that you will be using this in a good number of your patients. The best way to look at the ideal population is to look at the phase 3 trial that was done and just recently published in the New England Journal of Medicine. And what they did is they compared dara-len-dex to Lendex alone. Because Lendex was the control arm, patients could not have been previously refractory to lenalidomide. So if you have a patient who has progressed on lenalidomide and dexamethasone, especially very recently, we don't have very robust data about whether just adding dara to len in a patient progressing on len will be effective. But if you have patients who've had lenalidomide before, and let's say it was part of their induction therapy, and then they went to transplant and they did not get lenalidomide as a maintenance post-transplant, and then they relapsed, certainly giving dara-len-dex would be very reasonable. If you have a patient who has progressed on an alkylating agent-based therapy or on a proteasome inhibitor-based therapy, but not on lenalidomide, you could certainly do that. And if you've had patients who have progressed on thalidomide-containing regimens, because lenalidomide can be very effective in patients who have previously had and even progressed on thalidomide, I would be very comfortable giving dara-len-dex in that setting. One of the other interesting questions that we still need to answer is whether retreatment with daratumumab in a different combination can be effective in the future. And hopefully, if you tune in to future casts from future American Society of Hematology meetings, we'll have a little bit of data for you at that point. But I hope these tips will help you in your selection of the right patient to get dara-len-dex. And thank you very much for viewing this activity.